Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Continuing effort to get everybody else laid. It listens to this program. We had a couple check in that's looking to swing. And Nick went down the investigative hole and found out they're hot.
Good yeah, they
Nick,
were looking
man.
To get in touch
it
with
It didn't take long.
No, I know that, but yeah. You're good at that. And I forgot. First thing I looked, when I read the email this morning, I thought, hey, man, are they hot?
Yeah, what you got to do
the first
is
question.
Click on the Facebook page and in the search bar, punch your name in, and there you go. Sometimes it produces results.
And there you go, Sherlock.
Did. Yeah. Apparently they're friends with somebody. Yeah. Are your friends, Todd, or my friends?
I think they're Facebook friends with all of us.
All right. That means they're cool listeners. What was your email?
They reached out through the email. They just wanted to get in touch with Dick the Dominator and have a little discussion about the swinger lifestyle. So I reached out to him and told him to expect some correspondence from them.
From Dick? Okay.
Well, they might have some luck because some people are like, we're in an open relationship. Like, gross.
I told.
That's an onion headline. Remember that couple that
no
says.
Takers.
No takers. Couple says, open their relationship, have no takers. Yeah. And they're both schlubs in the photo, right?
Now, it's important to point out the difference, what do we got in the sister wife situation? I guess that's polyamory to a certain extent, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But they under the guise of Jesus allows it to happen. So
right.
Whatever.
And then there's open relationships, which is completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
nice that's
email.
More just banging.
Right.
I think polyamory is like everybody, it's like a level playing field.
Yeah,
just three people in a relationship. To
it's a relationship.
Three or more.
Yeah, they're together, right. It's a relationship, right. Yeah.
Yeah, open relationship, you just get to go off and experiment if you want.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to go to birthday parties together.
If your partner's cool with that.
You're right, Nick. It's more about the word relationship's the key to that polyamory. It's not just sex. It's hanging out and doing stuff and caring.
What are you doing Monday? What are you doing Tuesday?
No.
What are
you doing? Do you remember to pick that up? No, I did not, man.
Right.
Yeah. The polyamory is, especially when young couples get together like that, say one guy, since we're pigs about this, one guy and a couple chicks, they start having families, like they knock them both up. Yeah, I'm sure he does, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, again, I think this is all, a lot of this stuff is just case to case. There's no standard for any of this stuff.
You'd probably just have to rotate some bud in there so you're not having babies all the time.
That's just stuck to the tape. We're just quiet the whole time there. I love that, man. Just rotate some button there. That's a good point, Nick.
Or, you know, use a contraceptive method.
Listen to Dr. Nick.
Yeah. I like rotating butt more than the contraceptive.
Mix some butt in there.
Rotating butt.
So nobody's sore, you know. I'm
right, yeah. Right, because good logic there. There's no way
you never know who's pegging you.
You were thinking. Yeah, you might be rotating your own button there too, though, Nick.
How long before that comes up? They're like, hey, you're in the rotation too.
Well, I think that's just a situation you probably bring up. You know, I'm in this rotation too. You want to be in that rotation, right? As long as it's not too big.
How often should you rotate your butt? every 40,000 miles?
Yeah. That's what they say.
I don't know. 40,000.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot of sex if you're going 40,000 before you rotate the butt. Right. Or is a butt getting used that much?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Whatever.
Have to check the owner's manual.
Just call Jiffy Lube. How many times do I?
See what their recommendation
rotate
is.
Rotate my butt.
Check your manufacturer's manual.
Sure, we do cars. Well, I saw the word lube, so I called, you know.
Please don't call us again.
Yeah, the word lube is in the title of the business.
In the title. All right.
I don't know. There's not a lot of details in this email, but dude says, at a family reunion, I thought it'd be a great idea to invite all my kids' moms, our kids, and a brawl ensued.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The only one I ever saw work was there was a photo of Rod Stewart with two ex-wives and all the kids and his current wife and their kids in his mansion in L.A. somewhere, and they all had Thanksgiving dinner together.
Yeah, but money.
Now he did say that he'd only do it once.
Money soothes a lot of tensions in those situations.
Yeah, you're right, and they are all, yeah. But all the ex-wives. I mean, the one that dumped him in the middle there, gorgeous model, supermodel, the pretty Australian chick, and his new wife's a hot chick too. But he had kids to all three of them. And they're all together at his mansion. You're right, money is allowed to do that, but money doesn't keep tension away, though.
Puss. No. It gets away,
but he is knighted. That might help.
It gets rid of a lot of tensions because everybody's fine. Everybody's taken care of. Everybody's living fine. You know,
you're right.
There could be entitlement with that, too.
There's not that anxiety.
It doesn't get rid of all of them.
He'd only ever do that once, you know.
Alana Collins, Rachel Hunter, and Penny Lancaster.
Penny Lancaster's his new one.
That's the current. They've been together since 2007.
Yeah.
Does he have kids with more than one of them?
All his kids, all three of them.
I think all of them,
All three of them he has kids with, right, yeah. And the kids range from like 50 to like eight.
Eight,
you know?
Kids.
Yeah.
And see, then, so on his Wikipedia page, there's spouses, and then there's long-term partners listed as well, and there's a whole list of them, too.
Yeah, but this particular Thanksgiving dinner just involved his ex-wives, his current wife, and all the kids they all had together. Right?
That's very stressful.
Yeah. Big mansion. You're Rod Stewart. Do you care? You do, because he said he only do it once. You walk around the corner and somebody's talking about me.
Yeah,
because
you'd
want to be cordial to your ex-wives, but not so much that your current wife is like, what's going on?
You have to be completely confident.
I think they're all
They had a relationship before that, don't you think? Trading kids, you know, they've all seen each other.
Probably.
Yeah, things have to be going well to even
maybe
have that be a possibility.
Maybe they're more mature than most people are.
He's got two kids to each wife, plus one kid each
to
girlfriends.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
To a couple of girlfriends.
How many kids does he have?
Eight.
Wow.
Eight total. First one was born in 1963. The latest one was born in 2011.
So he's a 60-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he's got a 12-year-old.
Wow.
And how old is he?
Well, Jagger's got a 60-year-old and probably a 12-year-old at this
point. It'd
be
funny
too.
If they still fought like siblings that are like 2 years apart.
The 60-year-old
poking
the
at him in the back
right.
seat. Yeah, the 60-year-old's like stealing fruit snacks from the 12-year-old.
Dad, love you best. Right. And we got into that. Oh, polyamory.
Going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, so we'll
hook up
that young couple. That couple went.
So he started reproducing at 18.
Yeah, I remember reading his part of his biography. Yeah.
He also has a grandchild to Benicio del Toro. His daughter Kimberly.
Is with, yeah.
Who has a child together. To Benicio del Toro.
Yeah.
We heard
and
he's
Tony
stinky.
Danza.
Yeah.
He's got a kid
Tony
with Tony Danza.
Tony Danza stuck in there.
Tony Danza is
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
He's banging everybody.
Yeah.
You've got some management in your lineage.
Yeah,
it's just, I think it's funny when the Wikipedia entry has to have a table under relationships and family, laying out duration, partner's name, children, and then other, you know, miscellaneous notes.
Well, we put them in the category of basically what Jagger did. I mean, they've been famous their whole lives, and rock stars. Women wanted them. So you're going to, you know.
And then our comedy friend.
Have yourself available to that.
April Macy is in the mix somewhere because she banged Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
He was stinky.
That's what
she said.
She said
he was stinky, right?
He's a stinky.
He's a stinky.
Yeah, let's see. Jagger only has...
he's got one from the early, yeah.
He's only got one spouse, but then three long-term partners.
Oh, yeah, he was married. Yeah. And he knocked a bunch of people up, man.
And eight children, yes.
Eight children, right.
Did you see that interview from De Niro when somebody asked him about how...
We never brought this
and
up.
And he's just like, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't do much. Yeah. Basically, he says he doesn't do much.
Like, she does the heavy lifting, and we have a nanny, and it's fine.
Nobody thought you were doing much there, Bob.
And why would you? I mean, you're going to love the kid and hang out with it once in a while, but you're not going to be up at 3 in the morning at Robert De Niro's age and, you know, just feeding the kid.
No, you're just sharing pudding with them.
Yeah. No, he's acting. He's doing the, I got to go do a press for Killers of the Flower Moon. You take care of the kid, you know.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It's on our website.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.